Now, it's the political sideshow that has been taking some of the attention away from Canberra at the moment. The by-election for Malcolm Turnbull's old seat of Wentworth in Sydney's east. And to update us on this latest circus, we are joined now by Rod Chambers. Morning, Rod.
Morning, Chairs.
So, what has been happening? That is the question.
Well, it's all sort of local issues and a local circus, isn't it, that they talk about for these by-elections, but it's not really, is it? It's really all about the federal government. There's only one person who is the holding the government line against the opposition in the House. So if they did lose Wentworth, well, then their majority, they'd have to start renegotiating pretty heavily with those crossbench members there, members of parliament, like Cathy. Cathy from, what's the last name?
Is it now. O'Toole?
Cathy, no.
No, that wrong Cathy.
No, Cathy from, anyway, it doesn't matter. All those crossbenchers, so they have to be negotiating with him. So it's all about local issues. And one local issue I can talk about on the way here as I was coming was, do you know they're painting the light poles outside?
I did not, no. Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing? What are they painting? And he says, oh, well, we're painting all this stuff now so that when people put all those music posters and things around with sticky tape and stuff, he says the sticky tape just slips straight off.
Oh.
So you don't have to wash it. So the council have found out a way of getting all the posters off without too much trouble.
Oh, there you go.
Look, there's a bit of local intelligence there for you.
I've just realised I'm tapping my nose and all of a sudden that radio is not that visual.
No. But I could hear the tapping. But Darren Hinch is, of course, in the headlines. Again, he's the human headline. I don't know whether you've heard. That was what he was dubbed as many years ago. But he is a Victorian, really, nowadays. He he was the editor of the Sydney Sun for a while, but he went to Victoria and had a great career on radio and became number one there. And then got really involved in a lot of political issues and decided to take himself to Canberra with his own party called the Justice Party. And he's decided to go into Wentworth and put up a candidate there.
Why?
Well, he says, one of the reasons he says is that he says the people of Wentworth have been dudded.
Oh.
And I actually got the opportunity of having a chat to him on Bondi when it came up to do a bit of politicking and glad handing around the suburb with the local with his candidate Mr. Forsyth, and they were walking up and down the promenade there at Bondi. So I think we've got a clip here, and I think I asked him exactly that, why Wentworth, and he says he thinks that people got dudded, not just with people in Wentworth, but in Australia.
We voted for a bloke called Malcolm Turnbull. And he was the sitting prime minister when we voted him back in, and now he's in New York, and he's gone. So I think that they're entitled to be angry, and I think they'll show that anger on October 20.
That's fair.
Yeah, he thinks people are angry. He's angry. He's always angry.
This is a state of being.
He is. Yeah, he's very interesting. Very interesting character. He says that as he's moving around, even in Victoria, people are saying why have we lost the prime minister again.
Again,
he was he was popular.
Yeah.
People loved Malcolm. Well, not everyone loved Malcolm Turnbull, but people liked him a bit more than some of the other people, didn't they? Certainly, God knows what would happen if we had Peter Dutton in there. And he also chatted a little bit about Peter Dutton. I thought it was quite interesting. He was saying that, I asked him, actually, might have something on this too. I asked him a bit about the how he became the issue that the catalyst for all of the citizenship issues with all the people, because it was a lawyer from Perth who was interested in these sorts of issues in a sort of nerdy way, that thought, I wonder, Darren Hinch is a New Zealander. Why is he sitting in our parliament? And maybe he's... So he started investigating Darren Hinch, and then he moved on to Scott Ludlam in Western, the Western Australian Greens senator, because he was from New Zealand too. And, and this is what happened. I asked Darren, I said, look, you started this crisis. Are you happy with that?
That's why I think probably now, over Section 44, that probably Dutton should be referred to the High Court. Because there's enough doubt there. That Solicitor General's report that Malcolm called for as he stalled the vote, that was pretty wishy-washy. It wasn't a declaration of green lights, I don't think.
Yeah, and he said, well, really, you know, under Section 44, the latest one is Peter Dutton. And maybe he should go to the High Court. Now, you know, if that happens, that is there again. You've got another seat in the lower house. So, and, you know, Peter Dutton's a bit of a controversial figure at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
So, yeah, so that's another big one too. So, yeah.
Do we know what is going to happen in this by-election ultimately?
Well, the list of people putting their hands up for the seat in Wentworth, which, you know, nice seat to have, isn't it?
Yeah, well, must be nice.
How much work would you have to do there? I mean, you know, are the people of Wentworth really that badly off that you've got to, you know, help them through all sorts of crises and stuff? It can't be that difficult. But there's Dr. Karen Phelps, we were talking a bit earlier off air about how she bombed the press conference that the Prime Minister was going to have in the seat with his candidate, Mr. Sharma, and they had to sort of call that off because Karen Phelps was there. She was calling. She was taking over the press conference, and of course, the weird thing about it was good political move on her part, get some airtime and stuff. But you know, the thing for her was that then she just said, "Oh well, then I'll be giving my preference to the Liberal Party."
And, yeah.
You know, Darren Hinch was very critical of that. He says, you know, I don't know what she was doing. He says, it's good there's independents there and a lot of independents that will be looking at getting some votes off the Liberal Party. And, you know, Darren Hinch says, you know, get behind us and get an independent in. So he sort of kind of supports her, but he doesn't really like the way she's decided to direct preference to the Liberal Party. But I don't know if I've got another clip there about him saying that thinking that independents are the ones to go or not. No more clips.
Oh no, we do.
We do. Okay.
We have many clips.
Many clips. Okay.
Yep.
You see an old story about you know, the people in Queensland, they're waiting with baseball bats. That was usually colloquial. Well, I reckon the people of Wentworth have got their baseball bats ready. I think you're going to see, verbally, I hasten to add, that they're going to see that. I think you'd be surprised how much of the electorate will go for the smaller parties and the independents.
Yeah, and so he's evoked that image of the baseball bats, and that's what happened when I remember Paul Keating saying that when he lost his election in 2000 was it? 96. Good one there.
We are.
Yeah, he said, you know, they were waiting. The voters were there at the booths with baseball bats, and this is, you know, this is what Hinch is evoking there, and he thinks that, you know, maybe people are really upset, and by-elections are a good place to beat up on their government.
It's quite a violent image.
Catch a baseball. Well, he was careful to say actually, but Larry says, "Oh, because I didn't mean it really physically."
Oh my god. Don't actually get your baseball bats. No, just get your metaphorical baseball bats.
That's right. So you know, it's quite interesting. Quite interesting imagery there, but you know, he was saying this. You know, it's quite a long list of candidates. I mean, Angela Vitoulkas, Sydney City Councillor, she's famously been shown closing down her business thanks a lot to the light rail, which she wasn't too keen about. And she's you know, got her own party that is backing small business, and she's there in the fray as well. As well as the Greens, of course, all the usual suspects, and even a candidate from David Lionhelm's Liberal Democrats movements there. So I haven't heard from him, but, you know, maybe we might hear about that here on the airwaves of 2SER a bit later on, closer to the day, which is the 20th of October, by the way. So,
okay. Yeah.
But Darren Hinch is also famous, Tess, for being a bit of an aide to the community radio sector.
Yes, I heard vaguely that he'd sort of potentially helped out. What was the go with that?
Well, people were talking to him because, you know, he was, you know, the radio man in the Senate, and a lot of the crossbenchers were ebbing and flowing about getting particular parts of legislation through, and in the discussions, you know, Pauline Hanson said, you know, I don't want to be, you know, bagged out by you know, Fairfax every day and Murdoch. I want someone independent. And Hinch was saying they wanted someone independent, and a lot of people came together and actually passed, against the government's wishes, a bit more money for us here in the community sector. And this is how it unfolded. Can you tell us a bit about how it happened that the community radio sector actually got a bit of extra funding through the machinations in the Senate, perhaps?
Well, I guess because my background in radio, they knew they had a sympathetic ear, so a lot of them came to me. The government had decided to cut the funding, and it was quite merciless what they're going to do. And they don't realise, I don't think, because some bean pusher or some shiny bum in a bloody blue suit decided, well, we can save money here. And we fought for it, and the crossbenchers, to be fair, came with me, and Labor came with me, and we knocked them over, and it was good.
And it was good.
It was good. So, it's great. That's life. And that's Derrin Hidge. And it was great talking to him on the weekend. So he's going to be definitely involved in whatever happens in the Senate and whatever happens even now in Wentworth here in New South Wales, because we don't know what to expect from Senator Derrin Hidge.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch the circus continue to unfold. Thanks for that, Rod.
It's been great being here, Tess. Thanks for letting me on breakfast.
Rod Chambers there from The Wire, running you through what's been going on, the latest with the Wentworth by-election. The latest, of course, is that Derrin Hidge has put up a candidate to run over for Malcolm Turnbull's old seat.